321-321. Less than 24 hours after the House of Representatives brushed aside a veto threat from the White House when it approved a groundbreaking energy bill, the legislation bogged down in the Senate today over a requirement for electric utilities to use renewable energy for 15% of their generation. The Senate voted 53-42 to close debate, falling short of the 60 votes needed to permit a vote on passage, even though the leading presidential candidates returned from the campaign trail to bolster the measure's chances. Justin Tatham is the National Audubon Society's Assistant Director of Government Relations, serving as Audubon's lead advocate on global warming before Congress, the administration, and with partner groups.
It's a great bill. Unfortunately, we are faced with a situation in the Senate where we have, you know, some members that are kind of stuck in the last century and still promoting these dirtier sources of energy, which we don't think is the way to move forward on energy policy here in this country. We think that we need to move toward a cleaner, more sustainable energy future, and we're working to try to make that happen, and we're expecting the bill to sort of be continue to be worked on in the Senate over the next 3 or 4 days, and we're likely to see some more action on this in the Senate next week.
Well, let me ask you this, since politics usually is the art of compromise here. One of the headlines is certainly that the increasing the fuel economy standards to 35 miles per gallon, which is a huge victory for a lot of people, that was part of the bill that came out of the House yesterday.
Absolutely.
That seems not to be, I mean, although there are many people who don't want that, perhaps in the auto industry and the like, but that seems to be set in there. These other things I mentioned earlier, what's going to happen with the Senate and the House? As somebody like yourself, who I'm sure embraces everything that was passed yesterday in the House, with the Audubon Society, I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't want to see any of this stuff stripped out, but would you think it's a worse bill if some of those things that the Republicans are putting up as an obstacle right now, if those are taken out, and yet the Democrats agree to that to get through the Senate and maybe even get through President Bush?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as a worse bill or a bad bill. I think the situation we're in right now is we have a really historic opportunity right now on energy policy to take some really bold steps forward, and we're seeing every day that the American public is clamoring for these changes in energy policy and is very supportive of you know, improving fuel efficiency for vehicles, expanding our use of clean renewable energy, and you know, we're kind of looking at a situation where we can, you know, have the best bill possible or, you know, still a good bill. And, you know, of course, we'd like to see the best bill possible, and we think that there's support out there for that. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, a part of dealing with politics and dealing with Congress is compromise. And there have been quite a few compromises made along the way, both in relation to the CAFE standard and the renewable electricity standard. We initially were looking at a 20% standard when this debate started at the beginning of the year. And now they're looking at a 15% standard with an option for some states to have a lower standard as well, if they're able to improve, to utilize improvements in electricity efficiency in their states. So, you know, I don't think it's a either-or question. It's more of a, you know, the American public are behind this. They want to see these changes made, and we're pushing every day for that.
Another part of this bill envisions a large increase in production of ethanol and other biofuels, I believe from 5 billion gallons a year to 36 billion gallons by the year 2022.
That's correct.
And some of that, of course, will be from cellulosic ethanol, but the largest source of these alternative fuels does remain corn. Are you okay with that, or is that problematic?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very good of you to note that. This bill does include a significant expansion of the biofuels mandate here in the United States. Initially, the bill had very little in by way of environmental standards and safeguards in terms of making sure that if we use biofuels here in the United States, that we use them in a way that is environmentally sustainable and helpful in that regard. As the negotiations move forward between the House and the Senate bills, we're actually able to secure some significant improvements to the biofuels standard and incorporating more environmental safeguards to the bill. As you noted, it does include a significant amount of the biofuels will come from corn, ethanol, and that's mostly the case in the earlier years, because right now we're still catching up in terms of the technology for cellulosic ethanol or more advanced forms of biofuels. So the way that the bill is written right now, in the next 5 to 10 years, you know, we will see a continued expansion of that corn-based ethanol. But over the course of this mandate, you actually get to a place where you're utilizing more advanced biofuels and cellulosic biofuels than we will be using corn ethanol, which we view as a good thing.